Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. This past week, I've been just walking through the uses of the word grace in 1 Peter. And 10 times in 1 and 2 Peter, the word grace is used. And there's a special emphasis in the books of Peter as he writes about the fact that we are to be good stewards of the grace of God. In other words, God's grace produces a product in the life. And as I was reading through chapter 4 in the 8th reference to grace, in verses 9 and 10 it says, "Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift." All right, and that's also the idea of grace that's been given. "Even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." A steward is someone who has been given charge to conduct the purpose of a master or a director or a boss or whatever the case might be. They're the ones that are responsible to take care of the business of the firm, of the home, whatever the case might be. And we are to be, as stewards, as servants of God, we're to be good stewards of what? The manifold grace of God. We're to be good stewards of that. And that means that there is a product that is to be produced with that grace. You know, whenever a company or we go to the brokers that are on the New York Stock Exchange are given money by an individual, that person that gave them the money to invest is expecting what? A return on that money. And so they want them to be good stewards of the money that they're giving to them to invest for them. Well, God has given to us grace, and God wants a return on what He's given to us. And that means we have to be good stewards of that grace. This is an element that we're going to be dealing with today in our morning message about the fact that we're to be growing in grace. And we're going to talk about the product of graciousness today. But let's be encouraged this morning that God's given us everything that we need to grow in grace. Amen? He wants us to be good stewards of that grace that He's given to us, but He's provided the means whereby we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's encourage ourselves in this new year to be faithful in growing in the grace of God.